Okay, good morning, Boker Tov, good morning. We're learning Monday's Daf. Sunday morning we're learning Monday's Daf, Daf Samach Aleph, from Matthias Samach Aleph. We left off Samach on the base, right at the bottom of the page, Tanu Rabbanan. Just to get our bearings, we opened up yesterday with the new parak. The end of the year was the new parak, Ezer Neshach, the Isser of lending Beribis. In the Mishnah we discussed two types, two Lashainas used with regard to Ribis. One was Neshach and one was Sarbis. Neshach is like a biting, Sarbis is the lender increasing his money, increasing his portion via the borrower. And the Gemara tried to explain where it's possible even to have a case. These are both Lashonos used in the pasuk, of course. And the Gemara tried to explain: is it possible to have a case of neshech without tarbis or tarbis without neshech? And the Gemara was unsuccessful. The Gemara says manavshech. If you go based on the Gemara's various examples, either if you go based on the beginning, it's both neshech and tarbis. If you go based on this, both non-neshech tarbis, or vice versa. And the Gemara therefore says, really, it's two of the same. It's just two different lashonos that pesukim use to describe the neshech and the tarbis. It's two different pesukim that are describing the same thing. And the point is, lavra lav shnei lavim, to make the person who is over of lens beribis to be over on two lavim for being malva beribis. That was the Gemara's outcome. One thing we discussed yesterday in that Shaka Vitaria, we didn't discuss it, but the Mefarshim discussed that the Gemara brought up an idea: do we go bust a seif, or do we go bust a tchila? I mean, let's say you have a case where the loan was a loan for 100 prutas. We use the Gemara's case. And the repayment was supposed to be 120 prutas. It was a loan of 100 prutas, and the repayment is 120 prutas. And by the time it came to repay, the value of the danka, so the danka was equal to 100 prutas at the time of the loan, and now the value of the danka is a coin that was equivalent to the 100 copper coins, 100 prutas. Now at the time of the payment, the danka is actually worth 120 copper coins, 120 prutas. So really, in the ultimate payment, in the safe, even though you're paying 120 versus 100, you're not really paying extra. The malva's not getting extra because prutas went down in value, and the danka that it was worth, it's still worth a danka. So the question is, the Gemara just says, manavshech, neshech and tarbis will have the same status if you go based on tchila and based on saif. But the question is, what hak is ribis? Is ribis based on tchila, or is ribis based on saif, or is it both? That's a question the Gemara itself doesn't actually address. And the Mefarshim try to bring a raya from the Gemara. The Mefarshim ultimately take out the basic malach is that you go based on the tchila. Whatever the amach was in the beginning, it really goes along the lines of what the idea of ribis ksut says. Whatever the amach was in the beginning, if at that time it was ribis, 100 prutas for 120, 100 prutas worth of danka, and you're giving 120 prutas back. So that was the agreement. So that's more than a danka at the time of the loan. Even if at the time of the repayment it's equal to a danka, it would still be from ribis. You go based on the tchila. That's the basic malach in the Mefarshim. Although some say we have to be machmer both on tchila and saif. If it comes out of scenario of ribis, either saif, which was a ribis betchila, that could also be ribis deraisa. That's how some learn. But the basic malach is that we go based on tchila. Again, Argamar doesn't address that. Argamar just brought up the possibilities. If you go based on tchila, or if you go based on saif, but doesn't say which one we do. The pashas is we go based on the tchila. Okay, tanabon. The pasuk connects the lending money with neshech, with biting, and ribis with the eating. The marbis leisid achlucha. Ain't the neshech because of ribis veichol. I know that one is over when he lends with kasef. He's over a neshech, and he's over on the isser of tarbis ribis when it comes to eichel. Neshech veichol menayin. Now the Rashi right away jumps in and says, "What do you mean? Didn't we just learn out at the end of the yesterday's and on the staff itself?" That the neshech and tarbis is lavrula b'shnei lavim. It's really one and the same. There's no difference. And it's just going to be over two lavim. So Rashi explains what the Rambam means to ask is, all we proved was that the two are both a lav of lending beribis. There's no real difference between neshech and tarbis. They're both in scenarios of lending beribis. But maybe the lav of neshech is exclusive when it comes to lending money. And the lav of ribis is, like the Mishnah second case, when it comes to, I lend you two saz, on the condition you pay me back three saz. When it comes to lending product, eichel, that's when you have tarbis. Maybe each lav has its own category that it's applicable to. Same idea, same type of lav, but it's two separate lavim. But you don't get both lavim for any one act, maybe. Says Gemara, Tam Leimar, Neshech Eichel. I know Neshech by Eichel, because the Pasuk says Neshech Eichel. The Pasuk puts together the word Neshech with Eichel. Talmud Leib says, Mara, okay, fine. Ribis, Tais actually asked why that wasn't obvious. Well, leave it for now. Talmud says, Mara, Ribis, Kesef, Benayin. How do we know that Ribis applies by Kesef? Talmud Leib, Neshech, Kesef. The Pasuk says, Neshech, Kesef. So I know Ribbis by Kesef because it's Neshek Kesef. That doesn't make sense. We knew Neshek by Kesef. We're trying to figure out Ribbis by Kesef. How is the Pasuk of Neshek by Kesef telling me Ribbis by Kesef? Says the Gemara, because the Meina Inyan, top of Samach Alf, Abnalev, the Meina Inyan, Neshek Kesef. I don't need a second pasuk for Neshek Kesef. It already says Le'sashich L'achicha. It says already an Isser for paying your. This is actually the Isser on the Leiva to pay the Malva Ribbis. So it already says there's an Isser of paying Ribbis to the Malva. So I don't need it for Kesef today in the Ribbis Kesef. Therefore, this extra pasuk of Neshek Kesef must be telling me Ribbis on Kesef, not just Neshek. So I know that I have both Neshech and Ribbis by Kesef and by Eichel. Ask the Gemara. We kind of just pointed this out. This is talking about by the Leiva. Ain't the Ella Beleiva. I only know by the Leiva. The Malva Benayin replaced the Malva. Again, this is one of our Rayas, and today we're going to see Rayas maybe opposite, that we don't look at Ribbis necessarily as there being a victim. Why the Raya? The Leiva's over. You make the victim over a Lav, right? If it's a victim like by a Gezel, a victim like by Aina. So you wouldn't make the one who lost out, who was cheated, he was defrauded by Aina, it was stolen from him by Gezel. You're going to make him Chayav Lav of Adonat. Over here by Ribbis, we do make the Leiva over in the Lav as well, the Torah. The Torah is Mechayav, the Leiva in the Lav as well. It would seem to indicate that Ribbis is different. Of course, we're going to see in a couple lines from now that the Gemara does lump together Ribbis with Aina and with Gezel. But our point still stands that it's definitely not in the same realm. It's not the cheating element. It's not the stealing. It's just the Torah demands from us a higher level of transaction between Yidden, specifically between Yidden, between Goyim. There's no problem. You're not allowed to cheat a guy, but avad yiklem beribus, right? Actually, there's a mitzvah. Some say lanachmi sachsheich. Some say that we darsh the pasuk that not only you, it's not just a license that you're allowed to lend a guy beribus. There's a mitzvah to lend a guy beribus because the chayr is not. It's not an act of cheating. It's simply a requirement, almost like a mitzvah chassidus, that the Torah requires of us Yidden to treat each other. Okay, but says Gemara, so I only know by Leiva there's two lavim, the Neshech and the Sarbis. How do I know about the Malva has this as well? Nemer Neshech the Leiva, the Nemer Neshech by Malva. It says Lashem Neshech by the Leiva, it says by the Malva. Ma Neshech Amar by Leiva, Lechakta by Mekesef by Eichel, by Neshech by Ribbis. Just like by the Leiva, it makes no chilek between Kesef or Eichel, and between whether it's a Neshech or Ribbis, both apply equally by the Leiva. Af Neshech Amar by Malva, so too Neshech, where it says by the Malva, Lechakta by Kesef, by Eichel, by Neshech by Ribbis. So too, when it comes to the Malva, we're not going to make a chilek between Kesef or Eichel, or between Neshech and Ribbis. It equally applies to the Malva, both the Neshech and the Ribbis applies to the Malva as well. Says the Gemara, Menayin Labis Kol Davar. Very nice. I know I have Kesef, and I know I have Eichel. There's a dinner of Ribbis above those. How do I know it applies to other items as well, non-Kesef, non-Eichel? Some other item, if I borrow from you four pens, I can't pay you back, we can't make an upmach. I borrow from you 4 pens, I got to pay back 5 pens. How do you know it applies there as well? Talmud Leimar, Neshech, Kol Davar, Sheishach, Lashon Kol Davar, comes to include everything. Taisus asks, don't we know that in general Shava Kesef is Kesef? More in beginning Kedushin, we darshan that Ishas Mizkanetesh, we have a drash, Yashal Rabbi Shava Kesef. Once you have a Rebuy, in a few places, won't we say it's universal that we say Shava Kesef is Kesef? Taisus bothered, why do we need a special drush over here to say that Shava Kesef is Kesef? So it's the Mishnah Melch. Mishnah Melch asks the question. Mishnah Melch answers. Mr. Melch suggests he gives a couple answers. One answer he brings is that since the Pasuk specifically spoke out Kesef and Eichel, it's like Shtei Tzumak Echad, I don't know if he uses those words, but it's like Shtei Tzumak Echad, and therefore I don't know it applies everywhere else. Dafka, because he spoke out two over here, I need a separate rebuy to say it's not just Eichel, it's not just Kesef, it's all Shavu Kesef. Had the Pasuk not spoken out, and Echami, I would have included Shavu Kesef, but once we spoke out Eichel specifically, I would think it's Dafka Eichel. He gives other answers, but that's a one of his Tzuritzim in the Mishnah Melch. Ravina Amar. Ravina says, nah, the word Neshech by Eichel and the word Ribbis by Kesef, which is what we started out with in the beginning of this learning, to figure out how we apply both by both, those don't need a pasuk, the Neshech by Eichel and the Ribbis by Kesef. Why? If the pasuk had written, this is not what the pasuk says, if the pasuk had written, as Kaspacha leisit lebeneshech, and then v'achla, so it splits up the word neshech with the achlecha, with achila, and then marbis. So don't lend your kesef with neshech, and your food, don't do beribis. So it doesn't put the words Neshech and Marbis together, that's the key point, then get the garment. I would say, like you're saying, that maybe Neshech is dafka by Kesef, Marbis, of Eichel, and I need drushes. But Hashd the Chziv, now what the Pasuk in actuality says is, as Kaspach le'sitin le'beneshech, your money don't give to a fellow in Neshech with biting, uve Marbis, and with Ribis le'sitin le'beneshech, don't give your food, with Ribis, don't give your food. So it puts first Kesef, then Neshech, then Marbis, then Eichel. Point is, the Neshech and the Marbis are right in the middle. So I can zetz, I can read the Pasuk, that the Neshech and Marbis are going both on Kesef and on Eichel. And the Gemara explains very clearly how you do this. Kari Behachi, I read it as follows. As Kaspach le'sitin le'beneshech uve Marbis, one should not give off his money with Sai Neshech and Marbis. And further, uve Neshech uve Marbis le'sitin Eichel. And Neshech and Marbis, I read, put them both together also. I put them both on the Achlecha, just like I put them on the Kesef. So I know both by both. So that's how Agadashah says Ravina, and therefore I don't need this the other drushes that you said earlier. In fact, Gemara, Vatana, Nemar, Kamar. But the Braisa, this is Ravina, Namaira. The Tana above in the Braisa brings Nemar. He brought Psukim. Look at Ravina's argument with the Braisa. He's making a simple learning it all out for one Pasuk, not like the drushes from earlier. Hachi Kamar. The Braisa meant to say as follows: Elay Nemar Kra, Haisem Gzeir Shava. If there wouldn't be this pasuk, like Ravina says, I would need Gzeir Shava. Aba Achshav Shamar Kra. Now that I have the pasuk of Ravina, Gzeir Shava Litzar. I don't need Gzeir Shava. That's really what the Tana was saying earlier in the Braisa. Ask the Gemara. Again, it was Mashma, but that was a drush that we could have had if we didn't have Ravina's way of learning the pasuk. Now that we have the pasuk, Ravina says, like Ravina came later, but now that we have that pasuk, we don't need Gzeir Shava. Ask the Gemara new. So what do you do with Gzeir Shava? El Gzeir Shava Lama. What do you do with Gzeir Shava? Says Gemara Lamali Lanesha Koldavar Ashayishach Tulei Kasev Malda. I need the Gzeir Shava to tell me that it applies to everything. This last part of the Braisa, what we just spoke out, that how do you know applies to everything, even non Kesef and non Eichel? How do I know that the Din of Ribis applies to everything, other items as well? That I need the Pasuk for. That I need the Gzeir Shava for. But Takanat for the basic idea that both Neshech and Marbis apply to Kesef and Eichel. That I would know from the Pasuk of Ravina. The Gzeir Shava was just teach me that it applies to everything. Tracer's points out over here. That's interesting. Argamar takes for granted Ravina's drasha. If it sounds familiar, this type of drasha, it's a pretty famous drasha in Kiddushin, in by the sugya of Mitzvah Aben Aval Aben. The Gemara they discuss, I think it's Aflamid Lamed Aleph. The Gemara that discusses that there's a mitzvah of giving cover to both a zaken and to a talmud chacham. And what does it say? Mipnei seva takum v'adarta pnei zaken. Mipnei seva takum v'adarta pnei zaken. So there's a din of getting up for someone who's old age. And Zaki in the Murat Taiksa Zeshkan Chachma, and you should give hinder to a Zeshkan Chachma. So how do I know to apply both to both? If there's a din of standing up and hinder for a Zakin and standing up and hinder for a Chacham. So we dash the Pasak, Vibne Seva Takum Vihadarta, and Takum Vihadarta Pnei Zakin. So if that should sound familiar, that's the drasha the Gemara makes over there in Kiddushin. What's interesting is that over there, the Chachamim don't necessarily, not everyone agrees to that drasha. Not everyone agrees to that drasha. So he just points out why over here, Ravina is taking for granted that everyone would agree to the drasha, and therefore we don't need the Braisa drashas, whereas over there, not everyone agrees to the drasha of Takum Vadarta, and Darta, it's actually, I'm looking at Tais inside, it's Lama Beis. I said Lama Alpha, I was off. It's Lama Beis. Lama Beis on Beis in Kiddushin, and the Rabbanan didn't want to agree to the drush of Reis Eglil over there, even though over here Ravina is taking for granted that everyone agree. Yesh Leimer Mishum De'ein Mipnei Miyushiv Avadarta V'leisakam Aprezakim. They said, over there is a little more. The problem isn't taking the pasuk and reading the center of the pasuk. In that case, Takam and Adarta. The problem isn't utilizing that on the beginning end of the pasuk like we're doing here. Neshech Amarbis we're doing on the beginning end of the pasuk. That's fine. The problem is if you actually play it out and read it out, the words don't fit. The lashon of Mipnei Seva Takam V'adarta Pnei Zakim, Takam Pnei Zakim doesn't sound right. Takam Pnei Zakim doesn't sound right. So it's very nice to read the word Takim on Pnei Zakim, but Takam V'adarta Pnei Zakim, Hadarta Pnei Zakim sounds right, but Takam Pnei Zakim doesn't sound right. Therefore, Tais explains the Chum's issue was more of a technical issue of the words not reading properly. Amar Rava. Lamali, the Kasav, do we read that? Come on a second. Yeah. The Torah had to write that Neshech applies to all things, not just food and money. And the Pasuk didn't write it by the Malva. I think I left out that point. The Pasuk only wrote it by the borrower. It didn't say it by the Malva, by the lender, that the lender's over and all things. So we had to include the Leiva and all matters, not just money and Eichel. There's an Isser of Ribbis. Amar Rava. Why does the Torah have to write a separate lava gezel, ribis bainah? Clearly, Rav is learning over here that ribis is lumped together with, not like what we were saying earlier, it's lumped together with gezel and bainah, and it'd be a svar to say, once I have a lava by one, I would be able to know the other one. Why do we have to write a separate lava each one? Says the Gemara. Tzrichi, all three are needed. Ikash v'chon lava ribis, if Torah would write a lava ribis, mishrim t'chidishu. Ribis is a chidish, not for the reason that we're saying that you're not really harming the guy, but rather, the chiddush is the second part. We did speak this out. That feel the leiva as rachmana. Even the leiva is asa, which kind of lends to what we're saying that it's obviously not strictly a victim over here because the leiva himself is aver. So fine. So ribis, if we just write ribis, I'd say ribis is a chiddush. You can't learn the other ones for ribis because rachmana lav begezel. If you write lav begezel, mishin debal karcha. Gezel happens by force against the victim's will. Avalina, emaloi. Aina is not by force. The guy heard the terms of the deal. He agreed to the deal. Happens to be he's being ripped off. But he agreed to the terms of the deal, so maybe there wouldn't be a dinner. They wouldn't be able to learn out enough from Gezel. He goes, if you write a lot by enough, I can say by enough. At least the guy doesn't know that he's being cheated. That he has to go and be Michael. Mashenke by Gezel, and by certainly by Ribbis, where he knows his interest, where he knows at some point Gezel. If the guy steals outright, not Kaneva. If the guy actually steals from Gezel. Right to his face. He knows the stolen, maybe he knows to be Meichel, so maybe over there, the less chamer because the guy's aware and he could be Meichel, says the Gemara. So therefore I need a lav of Aina would not teach me ribis or Gezel. And the same way the other ones, Aina, Gezel wouldn't teach me the other ones because Gezel is by force, and ribis is a chiddush b'chlav that even the lev is aver. Fine, says the Gemara, we agree. Chad mechad le'ai, I couldn't learn out lav by one from the other. Tasty chadam matarti. Let me learn out a lav, two of them from. Let me learn out one from the other two. Smar says, okay. Hi, tasty. Which one should be left out and learned from the other two? Says the Gemara. Leilich the rechmaner lev ribis. Don't write a lav by ribis for tasty mahanach and learn it from ribis from the combination of gezel and aina. Malarach shkin l'shlemidas. Both by aina and gezel. It's without the knowledge. It's about that knowledge or slash. Not really knowledge, Gezel has his knowledge, but you don't have his consent, you don't have his agreement. Still, he knows about it also, it's just, he doesn't know he's being ripped off. He's not agreeing to be ripped off, he doesn't realize it. And Gezel, same way, he's not agreeing to be stolen from. Temper Ribbis to Bedaita Ribbis, the guy knows exactly, he's borrowing 100, he's paying back 120. He knows, he's consenting, so you can't learn out Ribbis from the other two. Okay, fine. So don't write the Lav Vayna and learn out from the combination of Ribbis and Gezel, the Isser of Vayna. The other two, are not derech mekachememker, meaning aina is the way of the world. It's the way of sale. Stealing is not a normal way of the world. Even ribbis, lending someone, taking advantage of the fact that he needs the money. Again, it's not. We're saying it's not the most egregious thing outside of the terror resistor, of course, not the most egregious thing, but it's not part of mekachememker. Aina is, you buy and sell. People buy and they sell and they try to make a little bit of margin of the spread. So we increase his margin a little bit. So maybe over there, you can't learn out from the ribbis and gezel, the fact that those are usher, that aina is usher. Ella, lenuch lechman of lava gezel, the Maritaka says, the Maritaka is going to stick with this. Don't write a lava gezel, unbelievable. Don't write a lava gezel, the taste manach, and learn the isra of stealing from the combination of aina and ribbis. If aina and ribbis have a lava, certainly gezel should have a lava. To my parchas, Malu Ribbish Kein Chiddush. Why do you say Ribbish is a Chiddush because it applies even to Leiva? No, I know Techiach. I know we'll prove it because I know it doesn't apply to the victim, and Gezel also will not apply to the victim, and I know still Usher. So we see, learn Gezel from there. Malu Inosh Kein Leido Machal. But are you going to say, by now, the guy doesn't consent? And he doesn't know to even be Meichel, as opposed to by Gezel, and maybe the guy knows what's stolen from him, so maybe he can Meichel, maybe it's weaker. Ribbis Techiach, because Ribbis the guy knows about as well. The ways of Ribbis and the ways of Aina are not exactly equal, but there's a common denominator. What's that? Hatsav Hashem, Hashem, Hen, Shekin, Geizle. He has a strong word. We're calling Ribbis also a Geizle. You're stealing from the victim, from the Leiva. So by Aina, by Ribbis, you're stealing from the victim. And it's usher. There's a lav. Afani avi gezel. So to bring gezel and say that it's usher. So the chora, I should be able to learn gezel from the tzad hashava, from the two, from ribis and aina. The Mara says yes, that's true. Unbelievable. I, the Torah, does write an issur of gezel. Amri hachanami, you're right. I can learn out gezel from aina and ribis. El lav gezel amli. What's the lav of gezel for? Lekayvish schar sacher. Not for the classic gezel. Classic gezel I could have learned from a combination of ribis and aina. The reason I have a pasuk by Gezel is for kavish star sacher, for holding back the wages of an employee, holding back the wages. That's what the pasuk doesn't really signal. That's what it's referring to. In fact, the Gemara, it says in black and white, don't behold back, don't oppress the worker, the Ani, the Evyon, by holding back his payment. Gemara says, you're right. Lavav shelavim. Still, it's to make him over on to lavim. So, Enochami, Lesigdal is talking about holding back a schar of a worker, and it's to make him over on either as a separate pasuk to lavim. Ask Gemara by that logic. So then, look what Ribbis Faina. Why don't you say that maybe it's referring to Ribbis Faina, Vilavav shelavim, and make him over on to lavim? Gemara says, Dover halam ben yoni tap of amadeis will be in you the sachar ksiv. The pasukim over there was written lesashik esriacha bilay sigzol. It says in the pasuk of lesashik it says lesigzol. So it makes sense to say that the double lashon is the lav of holding back wages and not adding a new lav by ribis or by aina. And a chami could have, but we're saying it's coming to add a lav by holding back wages. Now the rishonim discuss. It's interesting. We're saying that ultimately the lav of lesigzol of stealing, classic stealing, could be learned from the combination Menadin from Aina and from Ribbis. From the combination of Aina and Ribbis, I learned out the Isser of stealing. Problem is that if you learn that, if you learn it that way, Lachar, we have a klal that something that's learned from a din, you don't get malchus for. Imasir Menadin. So if you jump into the Tosfos, Tiber Maslo Amri Hachanami, where the Gemara concedes that Gezel could be learned from Aina and from Ribbis, asked to Isser, we don't warn from a Kavachaymer or from Din is Lavdav Kavachaymer. In this case, it's a Tzara Shava, but if you be Mazer from a Din, then it's not considered Azara in order to give Malkus. But it says, it doesn't matter. Why? Okay. This just points out, we say at the beginning of Tzara, that it doesn't matter. The Emas Yirmen Adin just says we cannot give someone Malkus based on just Azar. It's interesting, a split in Tosfos, that there's no problem really giving Azara Min Adin. The problem is that can't lead to a Malkus. You can't give someone Malkus based on a lav that's learned from a kind of from a Kavachim or from a Din. But if I'm not giving Malkus anyway, because Leisigzel is connected to Veheshev is like Zela, it's a lav in the Klase. There's Isra to steal, and there's a mitzvah of a Hashev. And therefore, once anyway, it's connected to a mitzvah to return it, there's no Malkus anyway. So all I'm learning out is just the strictly the lav itself, but not the concept of Malkus. Not a problem for Menadin. Big Yisayin in that one line Taisus. Taisus also says, before I see someone wants to ask Ara, before the Ara, just quickly, Taisus jump down to the, skip to the next Taisus, go to the bomb Taisus, Taisus just asks, you know, we're coming to say lavr lo shnei lavim, to make him over on two lavim. And we said it's by holding back wages of the payel, and we said it could apply also to the Mar'as. Why not apply it to Aina and apply it to Ribbis? What about Gezel itself? Why are we going to other places to be lavav shelavim? In fact, the Baam Taisus, Vim Terma look, but Gezel kufay v'lavav shelavim. Isn't that obvious? Let the pasuk of Gezel. Okay, so I know Gezel. I know it from Aina and Ribbis, and I know a second. Now I have a second lav by Gezel for Gezel. Two lavim for Gezel. V'yesh Leimer that says Mishum Deloy Lucky Alav the Gezel Mishum Denitik. The idea of Lavr Lov Shnei Lavim is actually a massive discussion in Rambam and Ramban, the Akhtamat is Sefer Mitzvahs. Rambam has his approach, they focus very, very much on the Lav of not eating dam. Leisechel dam, there's many psukim that describe the Isser of eating dam, and the question is, why are there many psukim giving the same Lav? And the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban is it there to give one many Malkus, the same ones over 3, 4, 5, 6 Malkus, or is it there to strengthen the importance of the Lav? A Lav that's written twice is just that much more common than a Lav that's written once. Taisus clearly is subscribing to the opinion that repeating the Lav or Lav Shei Lavim through Hashas, I think it certainly is the simple text, like Taisus is saying, is in order to give two Malkus, in order to say Yichayev double Malkus, not just to make a second Lav, double Malkus. But you're not going to get double Malkus because, like we said already, it's Lavin at the Kaseh. You're not going to get Malkus anyway. So therefore, making Gzela over to Lavim doesn't have so much teeth. Again, that fits very well if the whole purpose of multiple Lavim is to give multiple Malkus. If the purpose is to strengthen the importance of this Isser, to say this Isser is more Chamer than another Stam Lav that's written singular, then that Taisaritz wouldn't work. That wouldn't be a sufficient answer. Yes, someone had Ara? So it's like the Marvaita. Again, we're on the top of Samach Aleph Amabez. Leisignovu to Kasmach Anomaly. Ask Gemara now, why is the Torah to write Leisignovu? Couldn't we learn it also from the combination of Ribbis and Aina? Lechadatanya Leisignovu Almanas Lamekat. There's a very, very interesting halacha, very important halacha. You're not allowed to steal even for the purposes of, like, make out, like literally, it's a chepper. You're not stealing to keep it. you're stealing just a chaper. You can't do that either. It's also allowed. Or, let's say you want to give the guy some money, and the guy doesn't want to take it. The guy needs the money. So, you're stealing from him to purposely be caught red-handed to pay him kefil. You're stealing with the intent. Not only do you not have a negative intent, your intent is completely positive. You're trying to find a roundabout way to get the guy some more money. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. It's still an issur of leisignav. The Reb Zilberstein Shlita, he debates, he brings a case where a guy left his tefillin in a very unprotected manner. He left it in an unsafe place, and someone went and purposely stole it. And the idea was, you don't want to keep the tefillin. He stole it in order to demonstrate to the fellow that how silly the way he's leaving it is. So it's so dangerous to be stolen. Once the guy, you know, chaps the shrek, he goes to find it, goes to get it, retrieve it, and it's missing, he's going to realize that how sloppy he was. And once he learns his lesson, he'll give it back. That was the intent of the guy. Is that over this issue over here, going to Malas will make it or not? That's his discussion. He wants to suggest that maybe once it comes to the realm of chinuch, I don't know if chinuch depends on age and Rebbe or father. Once it comes to the realm of chinuch, then maybe it would be permissible. But he discusses also over there that it depends if you plan to keep it forever. He brings a chakira, inshin chakira. I thought by definition, gain of al-mas l'meka means that you're stealing it just for a short time. You're stealing it just a chaper, and you're giving it back. If you're stealing it for a long time, then that's not mamas l'meka. Then you're a god, then you're mamash gazlan, or ganev. Over there, he brings a svara that perhaps gain of al-mas l'meka is only when I steal it just to chaper you, but I'm not stealing it to keep it. I don't want your money. I don't really want your item. I'm not stealing because I want to increase my assets. I'm stealing it just to chaper you. I don't have the intent that normally goes with Gneva, but I'm not necessarily giving it back. I'm keeping it. That's Gneva Asla Meika. It's over here where you plan to give it back. Maybe it wouldn't be. That's a massive Kiddush. Pashas, the way we learn Gneva Asla Meika means, yes, yeah, I agree with the frowns and the faces. Gneva Asla Meika, I always understood to mean, again, Rabbi Silberstein is just breaking out possible stardom as to why that wouldn't be an Isser Gneva. But to me, the way I always understood Gneva Asla Meika is exactly that. You're returning. It's like it's almost like Gneva Almanas Lachzer. You're stealing with them to return it, but you're not even stealing it to use it right now. You're stealing it simply just to chepper the guy. That is the and that's still an Isser. Okay, but he discusses that maybe over there where there's a greater good, a greater purpose, maybe it could be sanctionable. Okay, says more further. Amalei Rav Yemer, the Ravashi. Lav dekas rechmona mishkleis lamalei. Why does there have to write a lav by using false weights? Why can't I learn it again from our combination, our star combination of ribbis and I know? Amalei Ravashi answers, l'tayme mishkleis of melech. It comes to include the issur of putting one's weight in salt. By putting one's weight in... sorry. By putting one's weight in salt, it makes it heavier. It makes it slightly heavier. Now, why would a seller do that? Why on earth would a seller make his weights heavier? The whole point of a seller would be to have a 1 pound weight that says a pound and it's only 90% of a pound, not the opposite way. So the first one explained that it was the derech back then. Sometimes the buyer would bring his weights and they'd use the buyer's weights to measure. That was the practice sometimes. And that's they explained according to Rashi, learns that it's making the weights heavier. Other Rishonim take an opposite approach and say what we would have thought. At the salt, it kind of causes the weights to erode a little bit and it causes them to be lighter. And therefore, that'll be a classic action of the seller. Okay. Says Gemara, Amalei L'Tayme Mishkais Melech. That's why you have a lav, explicit lav, about messing, fooling around with the weights. Hint, right? L'Sasa Avo B'Mishpah B'Mida B'Mishkah B'Mishura. So we have a lav about messing up with the weights because of a case of this, of, let's go with the other shot, of decreasing the weight with the salt. Ask the Gemara, Haini Gezmayu. That's outright classic Gezel. What's one needs to have a puzzle for that? That's part of Gezel. Lav Lav Mishas Asiya. The teretz is that comes to ask someone from the time that he makes this weight. Once he does the act of making the weight, he's over the lav. Making weights that are no good is a lav. The guy makes the weight, he keeps it in his house, and he's not using it. No. Having such a weight is a problem. It's an interesting idea. People may not be aware of it. Having, like, you know, a some sort of something that could be used in trickery, in Mishkol, in Midah, or the like, you know, if it's used for some magic trick, maybe it's different. But if he's using it for trickery, if it could be used, I should say, for trickery, for stealing, even if he has no intent to ever use it and steal, it's allowed to even make such an item in the first place. Tanabon. L'sasa avo b'mishpat mida mishko mishura. That's the pasuk we just quoted. The law of fooling around with the weights. V'mida zumi didas karka. That's referring to messing up the measurement of land. You shouldn't measure for one during the summer and one during the winter. Meaning, you're using a rope. The way they didn't have a measuring stick like we have today, you're using like a rope as a form of a measuring tape. Now, in the winter when it's moist, it could stretch a little longer. In the summer when it's dry, it's a little more taut. The rope is a little tighter. So the person who does the surveying, the city council who does the surveying, they shouldn't do surveying for one person in the summer, one in the winter, because it's not going to be even measurements. The chiddush over here is the city councilor is not necessarily gaining, unless they're bribing him. He's not gaining from this inequitable form of measuring. It's not his own personal gain. Still, it's an issur on him to not measure with a consistent fashion, because it causes loss to some and benefit to others. Okay, but Mishkal, so Yad Mishkal Melach, Mishkal is what we just learned. He shouldn't dip his weights in salt. Mishura, what does that mean? That's by look measure. Shlei Artiach, he shouldn't allow them to like bubble up, become froth, full of froth when he sells them. Ma Mishura, when it comes to Mishura, that's the liquid that when it froths up, it's about 1/36 of a lug. Hikmi love Torah. The Torah is makban on it. The Torah is makban on it. So kavuchemer, not to have, to make sure not to have froth be involved to cheat the buyer when you have a measurement of a hin, a chatzi hin, a third of a hin, a quarter of a hin, the lug, the chatzi lug, revius lug, or a lug, half a lug, half a quarter of a lug. Certainly on those measurements, if one has to be makbid when it comes to a full lug, certainly on the smaller amounts, one has to be makbid on the frothing up. Amarava. Perfect for Pesach. Why does Zer have to write about Yitzchus Mitzrayim by Pes, by Ribbis? Yitzchus Mitzrayim by Gavi Kavi Tzitzis, Yitzchus Mitzrayim by Mishkolis. It mentions Yitzchus Mitzrayim by both Ribbis, by Tzitzis, and by weights. Says the Gemara, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yishev Chanti Mitzrayim, Beiti B'Shabachar, Ti B'Shein B'Shabachar. I was the one that when it came to Makas Bechiris, I made a distinction between the Tipa that created the Bechar, and the Tipa that created the non-Bechar, to obviously kill the Bechirim. I'm the one that's going to pay back. One who is Taylor's money by a guy. The money really belongs to Yid. He kind of makes it look as if it's the guy's money. The guy lends the money to another Yid Beribis, and the benefits going back to the Yid. So it's essentially a Yid lending Beribis. And this is the Melech, or to a person who dips his weights in salt. Again, the naked eye can't really see the chilik of the weight, but the Akash Baruch says, I can differentiate, just like I know which tifa led to which person, I know which person's fooling out the weights. Umisha Tayla, Kala Ilan Bivigdai, and one who hangs his tzitzis that were dyed with Kala Ilan is indigo, it's not the Chalazin. And he says, that's Chalas, instead of saying, he's lying, he has a fake color of blue, and he's passing it off as Chalas. I know the person who's fooling around. Again, the connection to Mitzrayim is, I was the one that was mafkin, the Kosh Baruch Hu says, between the Tipa of Bechor and the Tipas, I can mafkin these nuances and know who's fooling around. Similar idea to what we find elsewhere, Ve'eresa me'alekecha, Ani Hashem, where also we say that Lashon comes to say that I'm Hashem, meaning you people may not know, I know what's in your heart, I know what's in your mind, as those are talking about a case where a person could turn his face away and make believe he doesn't see the Zakein, possibly quote earlier, Kedushin, doesn't see the Zakein. I know if you really didn't see him, or if you're just turning yourself away, that's a similar type of concept. Okay, Ravina Ikla, the Surah, the Pras. Ravina arrived at the town of Surah, which was near Nahar Pras, near the Euphrates River. Amay Avchinina Mitzvah, the Pras, the Ravina. Ravchinina, who lived in that place, said to Ravina, why does he say it's rhymed by the Isra of eating? Shratzim, the creeping critters. Why is he say it's rhymed there? Amalei, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yushev Chanti, Beiti B'Shabachal, Ti B'Shein B'Shabachar. Same idea again. Ani Asa Lepara, Misha Ma'arev, Kirvei Dagam Tameyim, those who mix the insides of the non-kosher fish, the Kirvei Dagam Tameyim, with the insides of the kosher fish, Umar Chal Yisrael. He'll sell the mixtures of batches of insides of fish for his kefilte fish, and he'll mix together Chalila, the non-kosher, the kosher, and the people, the naked eye can't see because the fins and scales are long gone, it's just the insides, so they don't be able to see, and he's going to mix it together and pass it off as kosher fish. I know the difference, and I will hold him accountable. Amar Lei. So Rav Chanina says to Ravina, Ana Hamala Kukashli, You answered to me the answer, what's the connection of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knew the distinction between the Bechayrim. He says, Mitzrayim knows the distinction between kosher and non-kosher fish. But I was asking you something else. I was asking about the Lashon of Amala, who brought you up from Mitzrayim. What was important about that? What was that gusha of Amala? Ma'ishnachat, the Amala, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why over here does the Pasuk write that I'm Hashem who brought you up instead of who took you out? Right, who took you out of Mitzrayim, Hamala brought you up from Mitzrayim, Lashon of Hamala, instead of Asher Yitzasa, Lashon of Hamala. Amar Leis, Ravina says, L'chatana Beit Bishmol, Chatana Beit Bishmol, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ilmalei Helises Yisrael Mitzrayim, El Bishvul Devezeh, if I would have taken Yikaiso out of Mitzrayim only for this, strictly, for this one mitzvah, Sheim Etame Vishratzim, if they don't become Tame by eating, this doesn't mean touching that Shratzim, it means eating that Shratzim, Daye, that would have been enough, right? This is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's version of Dayenu, just to give them the mitzvah of not eating shratzim, that alone would have been good enough reason to take them up from Mitzrayim. That's the lashon of hamala, of bringing them up for this halacha, raising them for this halacha. Amalei, Rav Chanina said back to Ravina, uminafesh yikrayo tfei meribis mitzis mishkolis, is the reward for avoiding the eating of shratzim greater than the reward of avoiding ribis mitzis mishkolis? Meaning why? By those psukim it says, asher haitzeisa, I took you out of Mitzrayim, not asher haleisa, that I brought you, hamale, that I brought you up from Mitzrayim. You're saying, it says lasher hamale by critters, by not eating critters, to say that alone would be a sufficient reason to take it out of Mitzrayim. So is that more chomer, more chashev, than the isra of ribis, tzitzis, and mishkalis, armalei, avagav le nefesh agrayo tfei, even though the reward is not greater, me'isi lemichlanayo. It's even though the reward for keeping this mitzvah is not greater than working those mitzvahs, but the disgustingness of putting it in one's body, of actually eating it, that's much more disgusting, and refraining from that makes one more elevated. One's more elevated from refraining from putting disgusting, repulsive iser into their body. Okay, we said the mission, let's go drop further, it's late. Ve'ezu, we'll go to another 2 minutes. Ve'ezu, tarbis, what's tarbis, amar b'peiris? We said the Mishnah was Tarbis. Tarbis was one who increases his peiris. What was the case? We gave a long-winded case, the Mishnah, where the guy borrowed, he paid money, 25 silver dinar, one gold dinar, to buy a certain amount of wheat. Then he never took possession of the wheat, but he gave the money. And then when he came to take possession of the wheat had gone up by 20%, 5 silver dinarim. And he said, I want my money, I want my wheat, because I want to sell it to buy wine. So the guy says to him, you know what? I owe you, Taka, 30 dinarim, which we said is fine, because he had given him 25, and that was the market price. So the Malva was able to go and buy it at that time. So it's considered like a yeshlai. That wasn't a problem. But the Malva now is saying, I will owe you now wine worth 30. And the concern is the wine he doesn't have, and the wine may go up in value. And that will be considered a case of marbis. That was the Mishnah's case, says the Gemara. Otu kohani daminan ad hashta lav ribisi. You have to come on to this long with the case to get to ribis. Were all other cases, borrowing 4, paying back 5, was that not ribis? The Mishnah described that as neshech. Borrowing 2 saws of wheat and paying back 3. Is that not ribis? Of course those cases are ribis. Why have to come on this long with the case for tarbis? Amar Rebbevo, ad kan shel taira. Mekamel shel devayim. Till now, those earlier cases in the Mishnah were iser ribis of taira. However, these coming up were cases of rabbinic. V'chedam Rebbe, ad kan shel taira mekamel shel devayim. Till now was iser taira. Going forward, is the Mishnah was iser rabbanan. And Rebbevo explains, ad kan yachad rashvi b'sadik. Till now, you have the Mishnah is equal to the pasuk that says that the Rasha appears and the tzaddik clothes himself, meaning the Rasha who lives with interest won't be able to enjoy it. Rather, he's going to die and he's going to pass off the ribbis to a tzaddik who will get to enjoy it. Ad kam v'sulai. So it's taka only by a case of ribbis deraisa, not a case of ribbis drabanan. This din, this curse that the tzaddik, the Rasha, will lose his ribbis. He won't be able to die, he won't be able to benefit. And the benefit will go to a tzaddik. It's only by ribbis deraisa, not ribbis drabanan. Ela filu ad kan yachin rashvi b'sadik. Even up to here, by deraisas, there's the din of this curse that the Rasha will lose it and it'll go to the tzaddik. And kol shikain by isure drabanan. By isure drabanan. I mean, the idea may be that on a deraisa, maybe didn't need that kind of chizik, that kind of protection. We're saying it applies even to deraisas, not only drabanans. Till now, like we pointed out in our Akdam yesterday, till now is Ribbis Tutsa. The first part of the Mishnah is regular classic Ribbis from the beginning. It was made up from the beginning. It's Ribbis Araisa. And going forward in the Mishnah is Ribbis Darbanan, is cases of Avak Ribbis. Let's pause over here. We'll pick it up from the conversation whether Ribbis Darbanan comes out in courts. Ribbis Tutsa, you're mighty in courts. Ribbis Avak Ribbis, you're not mighty in courts. By the way, in a Torah, Ribbis really shouldn't have to be paid back.
Minatari, you're not supposed to take ribbis. Once you did, you should have to pay it back. Again, another distinction between ribbis versus gezel or aina. Ribbis doesn't have to pay it back. But we say that ribbis is yates in the courts. That is not a din daraisa. That is a rabbinic din, I believe. We'll see more about that later. We're going to have another shiur later today at 4:30 to cover Tuesday's daf. Mitzvah. Have a good rest of the day. We'll speak to you in a couple hours, Mitzvah.